Dr. Hussein, we're talking today about guys' skin specifically, and it's really become more acceptable, hasn't it, for men to not only care about their skin, but admit that they're caring about their skin.
We're seeing that men are a lot more comfortable addressing these issues and are much more open. You know, a few years ago, I can remember it's kind of taboo or uncomfortable for men to really talk about their skin or talking about themselves, taking care of themselves. So, you know, I'm really happy that men are just a lot more comfortable talking about this and taking action.
They started talking about shaving to get razors delivered to the house was something guys started to do, and taking care of their beards now during the pandemic. So many more men seem to be having beards and they're taking care of that.
Yeah.
Do you think that was in any way to do with men caring more about their looks? It's more acceptable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With the pandemic hair that we're seeing, men definitely are more conscious of, you know, their beards. They're definitely growing them longer and they're taking care of them. They're like asking me about beard oils. They're asking me about products that they can use to kind of keep their, you know, their grooming, you know, optimal. That's playing a role. And so we're able to groom and we're able to take care of ourselves without having to invest too much time, like looking for the right product or, you know, having to go to the store, et cetera. So this convenience is really helpful to kind of help, you know, get over that inertia to actually start taking care of your skin.
Cosmetic procedures for men increased 29% between 2000 and 2018. Are you seeing that yourself in your practice?
Absolutely. I'm seeing an explosion of men seeking out these procedures, mainly non-invasive procedures. And that's what I'm seeing across the board, and men and women. They're all looking for ways to look better, feel better about themselves without having to go under the knife, which was the traditional route. So men are really asking me about what they can do to really look more youthful. And I think part of it is stemming also from the economy. You know, they want to stay competitive in the workplace. They want to look good, appear youthful, because that is a competitive advantage in the workplace. So I think that's also kind of fueling that as well.
I agree with you 100%. It used to be that, oh, if you were the gray eminence, you know, with the gray hair and a little older, that you required more respect or credibility. It doesn't seem to hold true in this day and age, does it?
No, not as much. We're seeing that men are really trying to maintain that strong and dominant persona. However, they want to look attractive. They want to look appealing, because especially in forward-facing professions such as bankers or lawyers, you're facing your clients and they perceive you and they trust you when you look confident and you look energized. And by looking youthful, it kind of translates into your personality and how you interact with people. And I found that it's a very powerful thing. I used to practice in New York City as well as Washington, D.C. So, you know, I had a lot of men that used to come to me in these powerful positions or high-paying professions, and they're always asking me how they can look younger, because there's always going to be a newer, younger guy coming up the ladder, and, you know, it's a little bit of a threat to them. So they want to maintain that competitive edge.
Don't we know it? There's something also about looking younger makes you seem more vigorous, whether it's factual or not. I hear what you're saying. Do you do a lot of Botox on guys?
Absolutely. So that's probably the number one procedure men are asking when they come to my office. We call it the gateway treatment because it's very simple, it's very reproducible, and it produces such great results. It relaxes wrinkles. So the botulinum toxin relaxes wrinkles. So it really helps with those deep crease lines, especially in the forehead, crow's feet, etc. And it's just not that intrusive like some of the other procedures out there. So men are always kind of asking about, how can I look better with doing the least amount of downtime or procedures? Mm-hmm. So I always start with Botox. I mean, it's easy. It gets men comfortable because it doesn't hurt very much. And they see the results. It's not like some of the other treatments where you have to kind of wait for a while and you really aren't sure you're going to see the results right away, and then they lose confidence in that. I mean, Botox, you will see it. Within 2 weeks, boom, you see a result. And men really like that. I mean, and they're super confident with themselves and they feel more energized, more youthful.
Also, skincare is important, and more men seem to be caring about skincare. How would you get a guy started on taking care of his skin, starting to pay attention?
I'm kind of a skincare junkie myself. Try to experiment with a lot of products out there. I test them out on myself before, you know, obviously recommending to my patients. I also carry, you know, my own skincare line within my office. It's one of those things that I really love talking about because, you know, you can do all these procedures. However, if you don't care for your skin on a daily basis, you're really not going to get the optimal results. So I really do counsel my patients on implementing a really good skincare routine. So men are a little bit more simplistic in that they don't want to use that many products. They don't want to invest that much time. But now more of them just want to get the results. So yeah. I kind of really trim it down to the essentials for them. Women, I have definitely patients who will do multiple steps. They'll follow everything that I do. Men are not like that. They're very different. Like, I have two brothers and my dad. I mean, they have access to all the skincare in the world, but, you know, and I give it to them and they just don't use it. And a lot of my patients are like that too. Most male patients really aren't used to it. They're not comfortable. They weren't raised to use skincare. Like, our dad didn't teach us about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is more like, I think they're getting more information from the internet and social media and learning about it and they're curious about it. So I really like spending time with my patients and counseling them. And there's just a few basic things that I always go over with my patients. So I always start off with the basic skincare. So the two things that I tell my patients about is cleansing your skin and moisturizing. These are very fundamental things that, believe it or not, are very difficult for men. Most men do not do this. So I'll start with cleansing the skin. So most male patients, they don't wash their skin or they just use water, believe it or not. So obviously, this is not optimal for your skin because our skin accumulates environmental pollutants, irritants, bacteria, and dirt. And then also our skin is sloughing off dead skin cells and producing sebum, which is that oily material. So all this is kind of like sitting on the surface of your skin. If you don't cleanse it, it's just going to accumulate and cause problems such as acne and breakouts and irritation. So I always counsel my patients that, you know, you need to use something that's going to remove these materials off of your skin and really give you cleaner skin so that the other ingredients that you put on your skin will be more effective. And in counseling patients, there's so many products out on the market. I always first break it down by what type of skin do you have? Do you have normal skin? Do you have oily skin? Do you have combination skin? Do you have dry skin? Do you have sensitive skin? So based on that, in my analysis, we can kind of really help the patient pick the right wash for their skin. And it's really important that you pick the right one because it can cause irritation and problems. And then the patient will be less likely to wash their face because, hey, oh my God, I got this irritation from my product. So it's really important to really analyze and determine what type of skin type you have. Men ask me, oh, like, how many times a day should I be washing my skin? So I would say the optimal, you know, amount of times you should be washing your skin is twice a day, morning and evening. Keep it simple. I know that some advocate for washing many times throughout the day. It's not necessary and can actually be harmful. It can cause more irritation and can dry out your skin. So I just say keep it simple. Morning and evening, just like when you're brushing your teeth in the morning and the evening, kind of pair it together. And then, you know, they ask me about scrubs or exfoliants. So you got to be careful about these ingredients because it can cause irritation and it can dry out the skin.
Yeah.
So I would say one to two times a week, perhaps, to kind of get that exfoliative effect, but without drying out the skin or irritating the skin. So I feel like if men can just do that with cleaning skin, they're way ahead of the game.
Would you say that men should use, like women are told to use, a special cleanser that may, if you have sensitive skin? I, for example, have rosacea. So I have to watch what I use. I can't use anything mm-hmm. that's too scrubby. With men, they shouldn't be as simplistic as Irish spring soap on their face, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No. Something so common. That's like their number one soap they like using. You know, Irish Spring has really got a lot of fragrance. It strips all the oil from your skin, and it's very drying and harsh. So obviously, stay away from those type of bar soaps. So I'm definitely talking about cleansers, especially if you have sensitive skin, that have very few fragrances, dyes, preservatives. Yeah. Keep it really hydrating. Ceramides are a great ingredient that are in washes and moisturizers that really help restore the skin barrier and retain moisture. These are lipids, fats on the skin, and that really helps. So you're looking for those kind of ingredients in your washes to kind of really help moisturize, nourish the skin without over drying your skin. So definitely that's very important. You can't just use hand soap or, you know, your bar of Irish Spring.
And then you were talking about moisturizing. Is this sometimes a bridge too far for guys? Although, you know, you mentioned Botox. If a guy would go for Botox,
exactly.
I think then he'd start using a regimen because his skin will not only look so much better so much more quickly. What about moisturizers? What do you say on that score?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Men hate moisturizing. I can't believe like how many guys that come into my office, they're like flaking, they have dry skin everywhere. And I ask them, do you moisturize? And they say, no, what's that? Just men have just some aversion, and I don't know why. I mean, I guess when I first started using moisturizer in my teens when I had acne and a lot of the medicines dried out my skin, I had to use it because otherwise I really didn't use it. But moisturizing is really important because they help replenish the moisture loss on a daily basis from, you know, either from bathing, from showering, washing, or from the dry, cold winter air that we're experiencing now. We're constantly losing moisture to the environment. So moisturizers really help replenish that, lock in hydration, and really produce a more youthful look for men. It's really important. Some men don't like the feel of it. They feel like, oh, it's too greasy or this or that. And I understand that because men do produce more sebum than women. But they have to realize if they're washing their skin with appropriate cleansers, they need to replenish some of the moisture that's been lost. Otherwise, it can cause actually more irritation or even more sebum production, paradoxically. Moisturizers keep you looking young, and I also base them on your skin type, just like I did with the cleansers. You know, you have your dry skin, your oily skin, normal and combination skin, sensitive skin. Each of these types have different types of moisturizers that are appropriate.
Also, you prescribe retinols and such for men as well. Talk about that if you would.
So retinol, I call liquid gold. I say everyone should be using it every day of their lives, except if you're pregnant as a woman. It's a vitamin A derivative, and it has so many benefits that I think it should be a pillar in everyone's skincare regimen. So what this magic ingredient does, it induces collagen synthesis, so thereby it decreases wrinkles and fine lines. It also stimulates new blood vessels in the skin, which improves skin color and tone. Also, it fades dark spots. So those sunspots that you get from sun exposure and that discoloration helps fade them over time. So there's a lot of benefits, and it can really decrease the aging process in everyone. However, retinol can be irritating. It causes dryness, redness, and irritation. So I always tell my patients to start slow, maybe try once a week in the evening after washing your face. If the pea-sized amount for your entire face is more than enough, more in this case, is not necessarily better. You don't want to overdo it. And then I always top it off with a moisturizer right on top to lock in that hydration and to prevent any of the drying effects from the retinol. But I absolutely love retinol. I use it myself every night. I've been using it for the past 20 years. And I honestly think that's really contributed to, you know, my youthful skin. You know, like a lot of my patients and a lot of my colleagues say, like, I look about 10 to 15 years younger than my actual age. So I do really think that the retinol has played a significant role in the daily treatment I use every single day.
You look about 20, so I think it's working.
yeah, and I guess along with the line of my business, I mean, it's a good thing to look young.
Yes, I would say. Let's segue into sunscreen. My husband is Italian. I don't think he's ever used sunscreen despite my nagging. A day in his life.
Yeah.
And
does he have that olive skin tone?
He does. I'm Italian. I don't need sunscreen. What do you say to that? And am I barking up the wrong tree when I nag at him?
No, I mean, you're doing the right thing because everyone should be using sunscreen every single day of the year, even in the dead of winter, on a cloudy, rainy day, regardless of your skin type. So I'm probably darker than your husband. I'm a type 4 skin type. And I use sunscreen every single day because UV light that's emitted from the sun actually causes photo damage. So not only does it cause sunburns and can potentially lead to skin cancer, the UVA rays penetrate deeper into the skin and actually disrupt collagen and elastin, which kind of gives our skin its youthfulness. So you're also kind of accelerating the aging process. From a cosmetic standpoint, as well as a medical standpoint, everyone should be using a sunscreen regardless. And I hear this from all of my patients, you know, especially darker skin types, especially men. They say, why do I need to use sunscreen in the middle of the winter? You're getting exposed when you walk outside, when you're leaving your house, go to your car, when you're like sitting by a window, you are getting exposed. So it's really important that you protect your skin because cumulative damage that actually leads to the photoaging process as well as skin cancer. And as a skin cancer surgeon, you know, I do most surgery on a daily basis. I mean, I see the ramifications from people who did not use sunscreen in their youth. And, you know, literally I'm seeing them every month with skin cancers and having to do these surgeries. And this can all be prevented if you protect your skin.
I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I have to mention it because I just abhor tanning beds, and I'm wondering why they haven't been outlawed.
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, the AAD, the American Academy of Dermatology, and other skincare foundations have been really lobbying to really ban these treatments because they, I mean, people call it cancer in a box. I mean, with eventual, you know, number of treatments over a cumulative period of time, they're very highly likely to develop skin cancer. We see this, and I'm seeing melanoma cases in earlier ages. Like I have some in the teens, you know, they're already being diagnosed with melanoma. And unfortunately, that's a deadly form of skin cancer. So I really hope that this changes, you know, and regulation really changes with us because honestly, it's not worth it. It isn't. And unfortunately, it forms an addiction. Studies have shown that there are people who have withdrawal symptoms if they don't get their tanning fixed. So it has a psychological impact on the patient, and they really can't function without it. And it's pretty serious. So I really think that, especially for, you know, younger patients who, you know, are kind of fed these images in the media, like tan skin is better, etc. I mean, we really have to evaluate these marketing strategies and what these companies are doing while they're marketing to our youth. And it's really tough. If you don't get to these patients early on, I mean, it can be too late sometimes.
You've been great. This is one of my favorite topics. I love talking about skin and dermatology and protect. I can tell. Anything else you want to add before we conclude?
I do want to add that I see that there's a lot of misinformation out on the internet and on the media, and people are getting their information sources maybe from not the most credible sources. So I really do encourage people to seek out expertise and go to the appropriate experts. Your board certified dermatologist, we are the experts in the skin, hair, and nails. And I just see so much misinformation out in the media that it's actually demoralizing and depressing. Like people actually really believe some of these false information that it seems to be swamping entire facets of our lives. So before you implement any skincare regimens or try products or whatnot, I really do think it's important just to seek out some medical expertise or consult with your dermatologist, because sometimes these products can cause more harm than good. And these in-home treatments, I've seen horrible like burns with like these in-home laser device or using a chemical peel, getting burned, things like that. So that really, really upsets me. So seek out expertise and truthful information. That's what I would say to, you know, your audience.